for a chair to turn the wall until we're at home or not.
That's just one kind of chair? Just
right, rocking chairs.
What are they made out of that they so careful about?
Well, a rocking chair usually got a woven seat in and woven back. And then they turn them up that way where the rain won't rain in them and get them wet. And they stay dry. But most of them...
Woven out of anything special? Is it woven out of anything special?
Yeah, a rocking chair usually woven out of... Well, some of them around here use corn chips, some of them use grass. And, but most of them is a more or less a fiber type woven material.
Any particular name for that?
I guess the most popular chair would be, well, the Brumby rocker was about the best rocker.
The what rocker?
The Brumby, made in Marietta. They revived it again and still making it. In fact, they're still selling them practically all around in South Georgia. Most all stores handle them. They run about $175 now.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but you still see, you can tell a Brumber by the way it's made. The post comes down and sets on the side of the rocker and it's bolted through it. And there's a few of them around what's really from the old company what's been around 75 years, 100 years. Some fella bought those factory out several years ago and he's remaking them up there. But most of all rockers are pretty heavy, your porch rocker, and all your hotels used to have boarding houses. Most all houses had rockers. And they'd always sit on the porch and rock.
This floor here, what's this?
That's tile. This is a regular tile floor, and it's got a subfloor.
What's that?
That's what it is.
Well, it's got two floors under it. It's got a subfloor and top floor, and then the tile. And it's insulated in between. With that makes it stay real cool. And it's a ground up wood with a rosin glue in it. But that's one of your newer building materials and other things to make it A-Dale.
Yeah. This over here, is there any big one word for all this over here?
Just call it fireplace.
What about that hole over there where you got the wood?
Oh, there's a wood box. And then it's more or less just for wood storage. Decoration a little bit. I happen to have a 10-foot beam in the middle of 10. It might be 8 foot.
But all
he made 8 or 10 foot one. Anyway, I designed a fireplace to fit my beam. And then hired my bricklayer about a job.
The smoke goes up through what?
Oh, the chimney. Then have three pool liners to go up to it. It goes up in top.
Can you describe them to me?
They're terracotta. About 8x8s, and they stack on top of each other. And when you use them in an old mortar chimney, the mortar would get old and crack out, and you're liable to have a fire danger. But the terracotta liner is a square liner, and you never have a fire danger out of it. Your mortar cracking anything on them.
Or you find a mortar chimney around here. Most of the
older houses. The older houses have mortar chimneys right on. But I guess the fire line, the flue liner has not been in use except the last 25, 30 years. But